Hi, my name is Sinai Anyeh, and this is Testimony Tuesday. This is about to be good.
Do you have a testimony?
Now, here's an opportunity for me to share many testaments of faith, growth, understanding from the Lord that I have gained through many, many experiences. But today I'm going to talk to you, or rather share with you, the first moment I recall that Jesus really changed my entire life. And that is the moment I got saved. And so the question is, can God truly deliver? And I am here to tell you, yes. Between the ages of 8 and 10, I became very overwhelmed through peer pressure and feeling disappointed and discouraged. A lot of this was an illusion, and so it just fueled other things like rebellion and disobedience. I harbored unforgiveness in my heart, and a lot was due to misunderstandings, being in the wrong places at the wrong time, being entangled with the wrong people, and constantly getting into things that I just shouldn't have. So I became very overwhelmed, and I didn't think my life was worth living anymore. And so I had decided that day that I was going to take my life. I decided that it was okay. Everyone would be fine without me. The letter was written to my family, and I knew everyone else would be okay. But before I can make that final choice, that final step to just end it all, a question was posed, and it was no one but God himself. What about Jesus? So what I can say, and this is a testimony within the testimony, is that if my parents never took me to church, if my parents never prayed with me, if my parents never read the word or broke down the word with me, I would not have even considered or have been open to the thought that Jesus Christ could save my life. So upon that realization that he might be worth something due to the constant, my parents constantly told me about him. He was always in the house. At the time, we lived next to my grandmother and my grandfather, and you could hear her pray. So there had to be some realness to Jesus. And so that night I gave him an ultimatum. Lord, either today's the day you save my life, or today's the day I lose it. And I knew I didn't want to be bitter. I didn't want to grow up to be a bitter woman. I didn't want to grow up to be unkind or to be someone that others did not want to be around. And so I began pleading with the Lord and just explaining to him what I knew was in my heart. And upon repenting and saying, Lord, this is what's in my heart. Of course, all the crying and the slobber and all the things, because this is very serious. This is life or death. This is spiritual life or death. It was so much. And it would have done so much for my family at that time. Oh my goodness, it could have done so much. But back to it. I began to plead with the Lord. And just as quickly as I began to open up my heart to him and tell him about everything that was within my heart, everything I was feeling, people in my heart that I was just unsure about or may have hurt me, even if it wasn't a true hurt, but it was a hurt due to a misunderstanding, or not being aware of a certain thing, hurt was there. And so I had to give all that to the Lord. And upon doing that, I felt such a peace and a calmness in my mind. And I cannot wait to tell you guys about the many battles I have had with that and why. But I felt such a presence of God before. And I've never experienced that before. I had never experienced feeling hugged by the Holy Spirit, and I mean really embraced by him, to the point I went to sleep crying. But it wasn't crying because I almost killed myself. It was crying because I didn't. And it was because Jesus Christ the Lord sent his, it was his voice. It was almost like he came down from heaven, but he didn't. His voice had to come through the principalities of the land. The weak spirit of wickedness within the region just to reach my ears. So that way I could hear that, so I could hear him and give my life to Christ. And so that was a very intense night. But I'm so thankful for it because it definitely shifted what faith was for me. It was definitely a testament of faith because I had to believe that he could do it. And it wasn't until I actually believed that he could do it that I finally gained some kind of peace of mind. And it was a very pivotal moment in my walk of faith. And so I'm so excited you sat here and listened to it. that's my testimony. And, oh my goodness, I could not imagine that I would have lived to see 15 or even 20. I didn't know this was possible. So I'm thankful to the Lord for sparing my life, for saving my life, and for entering into my life and delivering me from things that day that would start something amazing for me. So thank you so much for watching this Testimony Tuesday. I'm so excited. I have some really good ones for y'all. This is really good and encouraging for those who maybe didn't know that about me. I'm pretty sure I've heard it a couple times. But this is different for me because it's allowing me to fully embrace Christ in my life and all that he has done for me. And so that's one of the first things I can recall him doing for me. And I know a lot of people may look on this experience and be like, oh my goodness, that's so sad. It is sad, but it's also, don't get stuck in the sadness. Take a moment and rejoice because that day, God saved a soul. So I'm thankful to Jesus. I'm thankful for Christ in my life. And I'm thankful for these Testimony Tuesdays because I have the full intention of encouraging you through and through to let you know that you are not alone in this, that God has you, that God will keep you if you allow him to keep you. You got to have a mind to be kept. So thank you so much again for watching this Testimony Tuesday, and I look forward to seeing y'all Thursday. Yeah. Bye.